now that I know this is here, if I hadn't seen it, God, it would have been terrible. It's a fabulous thing. It's a fabulous place. It's a fabulous club environment. It's a fabulous players, coaches, the spirit and everything. It's, yeah, to play alongside guys that you've spent so long playing against, that respect level, it works brilliantly. And you only just want to get better and you want to help these guys and you want to, you want them to respect you for what you do, and likewise, yeah, vice versa.
Yeah, we're standing here, and just to one side, Matt Gitter's on the phone, Backy's boat is on another table. It's a surreal environment, isn't it? It's almost a, you're picking the best players from the last 5-10 years, putting them together and putting a red shirt on, and everyone seems to click.
Well, yeah, to a certain point, it's great like that, but in other reasons, it's tough. You know, there's guys coming from everywhere. You've got to connect. There's language barriers. There's yeah, there's different people sort of, and it works a bit differently over the games, even a little bit different to a degree. There's even slightly different rules. And I think, I think to be honest, what makes it work is, or what makes it seem to work at the moment, is the fact that there's guys are bringing personalities and values to the table. It's not about who does this and who's done that and whatever. It's just about guys coming here because they want to do well, and guys that maybe have had success in their career, like the guys, you know, Matt Gitter and Backspade, have had success because winning and doing well and or searching for excellence week in, week out has been the, you know, the foundation of their careers, and that doesn't just go one day. You know, you don't just wake up because you hit 32 or something and say, oh well, that's that guy, you know, I can just play around. These guys aren't here to play around. The guys come here because they want to do well, and they know that if they don't, they're not going to be in the team. And yeah, so it's a great place to be, and everyone feeds off that collective desire to win.
10 years ago was, you know, the famous year, the Grand Slam and the great summer tour, the World Cup. How have you changed on and off the pitch since then? And how are you as a player compared to back then? Would you say you're even a better player than the World Cup winner?
I think my opinion is always going to be probably different to other people's. But yeah, because you're moving forward every year, you're on a path, and that path has to go forward because you're still alive, you're still breathing, you're still trying. So that path does go forward, you know. And I think for me, I've learned from so many people here. I've been able to sort of combine experiences and to learn and to be able to understand and to do that. I'd like to think I'm getting better, and that the, you know, there's more to come. You've just got to take advantage of what you've got, and around me right now, I've got a great environment for learning and for progressing and developing.
We think it's going to be another year, and then what? Do you look that far ahead? I mean, when you were doing your soul searching, when you were thinking about retiring, did you? Doing another year, is that because you couldn't see past rugby, or because you've still got something left in the tank, or both?
Oh, no, I wouldn't play rugby unless I wouldn't continue unless I felt that one, I could be better, and two, I could bring something to this team, and I could still add something. And if I didn't feel those things, I wouldn't be anywhere near a rugby ball. In fact, actually, I couldn't bear to be there. The whole sport has to be about me feeling. For me, playing sport has to be about me about growing and getting better. So, I know that I feel I'm capable of doing that. So I'm desperate to go and try it. But for after that, you know, life after that is going to be a shock. Sure, I've got a fine side clothing company. I've got projects with regard to food and things which I'm excited about because I love fitness and health, and I love guys, and I love trying to encourage that in people because I know what joy it brings. And
what about in rugby? Would you stay in rugby?
Yeah, I've hopefully got opportunities to continue working in a consultancy way in rugby. Hopefully, helping people to get better and feel confident and in control of what they're doing. Because I know how important that is. So, yeah, all this is great, but I know it's going to be a shock because, yeah, this is professional sport is on the whole a pretty young man's game, and when you move on, you know, you leave that behind, and it's not something I want to leave behind, but it's certainly, that's not what's drawing me to trying to stay. You know, I don't intend to be here. I'm not a superman like Simon Shaw, who can play until that age and still... How he does it, I don't know, but just the guy's a legend. For me, I won't be there. You know, it'll be. Hopefully, we can sort this next year out, and it'll be one more year, and then the end. And I'll hopefully, if I can stay fit and enjoy that year, I'll have been blessed. You know, with an opportunity that, you know, when I was younger, I could only have dreamed of. You know, and. Yeah, it's been hugely exciting, and why not give it just everything for one more?